Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
We're laughing because we were about to do the whole recap thinking it was live and we weren't. Because and here's the crazy thing. It's not because I didn't hit the go live button this time, right? It's just that an error occurred. Because as I go back and I hit it this time, it says, oh, an error occurred. Please wait and try again.
Yeah, we had like 2 or 3 minutes of us just going. And I'm looking up. I'm like, wait a minute. We're not live. So, oops. Sorry about that. Yeah,
because look, Nikki says, I bet a dollar Terrell is making them late. Well, we'll take that dollar. go ahead and put it in the super chat. Matter of fact, that's two because that's one each. Because actually, Nikki, it wasn't Terrell's fault this time. This was actually StreamYard's fault. It was their fault. It's too late, Matthew. We already got that bet. We took that already. He said I was going to bet you. Yeah, so I mean, it was basically just an error. It's probably the first time we've had that error. Every other time it's been either one of us being late or operator error where I'm like, son of a, missed it.
Yeah. So. And we literally were talking for about 2 minutes. So yeah. I guess we got to replay that whole conversation.
I don't want to hear about those water bugs anymore. Talking about all that crawfish.
Talking about this episode, how they're eating crawfish. So watching it, it made me crave crawfish. So now that's all I can think about is getting crawfish. And LeRon on his Instagram story, he had crawfish. So if anybody knows of a good crawfish place in Pflugerville, Round Rock area, let me know. If not, I'm going to have to drive downtown to Shoal Creek Saloon and get my fix. But I got to get crawfish tonight.
I haven't scrolled through all the comments yet, but I'm sure somebody just said, your house, Terrell.
Nope. Not this time. Not this time. But I did, after my crawfish boil, Tuesday, I went to this place called Stuffed, which is in Cedar Park. And it's a place that, you know, it's really good food, po' boys, but they also sell live crawfish and have all the seasonings that I would need. And so I was asking, how much is their live crawfish by the pound? And let's just say, had I ordered my crawfish through them, I probably could have saved probably about $150 what I spent getting it shipped from Louisiana. So lesson learned, but I'm going to do another one that's probably going to be, I'm probably going to do 30 to 60 pounds of just crawfish only, no crab or shrimp or anything that. But I'll probably do another boil here next month.
Was it Smokey Robinson or was it a Four Tops who said, my mama told me you better shop around?
I did shop around when I was first playing the crawfish boil. I looked, they didn't really have them because a lot of people weren't getting them. So like a month in advance. So 2 weeks before the crawfish boil, I placed the order for what I got from Louisiana. Figuring, okay, I guarantee it, I'm going to get what I like. But
yeah, Creole speaking crawfish, I got you.
That's right.
Yo, here's the funniest thing, though. Because, you know, Nikki already wanted to bet a dollar that it was your fault that we're late, right? Well, Karen had asked, hey, where are they? JCHO said, where are the hosts? And at the same time, El Ramey said, in the bathroom again?
I step away to go pee, and then I got to catch hell for it. I'm sorry. But I think as High Vibe said, when you get over 40, that bladder act different.
It does. But we got to give it up to Nikki B. Thank you for the super chat. She paid up the bet. Appreciate it. All right, let's get to this episode, man. It starts out with them on the road, on the way to Tommy's getaway. And I really hope Patrice is getting paid for transporting all them folks and her. She didn't take everybody, but it was quite a few of them in her van. And it's not like she had one of the drivers drive. She was driving.
Well, I was thinking, because they were in separate vehicles, I was thinking maybe they had two of her vans. But I thought, smart on her part, make that money. You're on the show. Say, hey, Tommy, I'll drive. But I'll send y'all an invoice. I'm like, that is smart business move. That's what Patrice does.
Yeah. At the same time, you saw Chaz, Vanessa, LeRon, and Mika riding up together. And LeRon was like, hey, so you think people are possessive over their connections? And you know what? Hindsight shows Vanessa was on one for this episode because She's like, well, you know, my connection isn't possessive over his connection.
That was a little shade in that voice, the way she said that, the tone. But and it's funny because I didn't really take Vanessa to be, I would say, the
jealous
type.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be a big deal, I guess, until they get to the house. But I was quite surprised.
Ariadne says Vanessa's petty boots. I would have never guessed it. I'm right there with you. I didn't see it either. And I do like what Nikki B says, and that Patrice did a great job promoting her business this season, because a lot of, and the fact that they actually allowed a lot of that to come through, right? Because even though did we ever catch the name? But she's got a couple of things. She's got the toy. She's got the business, the tram station company. And like Lucy B says, she got a free commercial too. And shout outs to Owen and Will Packer for actually, you know, even showing that, because most times when people go on reality shows and, well, I'm going to show this and this and this, and they go, yeah, that's on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
we want the mess.
Yeah, but smart move. It looks like a nice vehicle. Smart move on Patrice's part. So I hope this really helps increase her business, especially in the celebrities and entertainers.
Yeah.
Since that's who she caters to.
Right.
And a lot of events come through Fort Worth. So I'm hoping this gives her a nice boost.
So Michelle says Vanessa's messy on the Lolo, right? And then Sly A says this: Vanessa's very comfortable in the car, but the house hit different. And you know, when they got to the house, first of all, the thing that was pretty uncomfortable in the very beginning was the fight for rooms, right? I thought it was a little bit much. I mean, how did Maya claim a room and then get dragged out of it by Patrice? How is that even fair?
I don't know. I mean, it's, and they're not like super young, so it's not like college girls. But if it were
right,
me, I wouldn't care. I know I'm going to have a room. I'm good. I get that they're trying to find rooms where you didn't have to share a bed with somebody, which I'm like, that's a smart move. But wasn't it two houses that they had access to?
Yeah.
So to me, everybody could have had their own room. It doesn't really matter. But,
yeah,
you know, I get it, though. You want to try to get the best spot you can. More power to them.
Well, you know, this began the trials and tribulations of Chaz, right? Because the one thing that happened with Chaz here is, you know, contrary to what we thought, he says he has a connection with Vanessa and Rashina. We thought he was just being nice to Rashina, right? And you can see Vanessa already getting jealous when she sees Chaz hugging Rashina. Like,
yeah, but, and it surprised me too, because I think that he's, this is just my opinion, I'm not Chaz, but I think he's attracted to Rashina. But I feel like his best connection is Vanessa. And it's not saying one's better than the other, but I could totally see him with Vanessa over Rashina. But then he also mentions, well, Mika.
Yeah, because remember,
yeah, and I was like, where'd Mika come from?
Oh, we know where Mika came from. Remember they went on that one date and it was, he was like, yeah, well, you know, yeah. Because she looked at him and was like, you know what? This is more my type.
Right. Well, but that's the messy thing about this situation, that you're interacting with your connections, but you can't show too much affection or attention to one as the other ones are looking. And I don't think Vanessa was expecting to walk in that room and see him and Mika laying in bed.
Holding hands.
I mean, yeah, she was just like, oh. You ever see that little meme with like the little chubby little white baby that's like walking in the room? It's like, oh. Smacks out.
Yeah. Jacqueline says, every woman, no matter how gracious, have petty boots in them. Every woman. I'm like, okay, I can see that. But Jay says, it's a great question, though. Who thinks Chaz and Vanessa already smashed?
I don't know.
I can't.
I mean, there's nothing that would tell me one way or the other. I just don't think that they did.
Right.
I think people still tripping on the fact that Vanessa pulled up in the driveway, even though Lucy said the producers told her to do that. But I don't think anything's happened at that level with them.
Hey, Lucy B thinks so. She says, I think Vanessa and Chaz might have bumped uglies. Even though El Ramey says, after this episode, I don't know about them. It's going to be interesting because, and there's so much to cover with this, and we're going to get back to them as well. But Tommy shows up. Right. And announces that the women have the power again. And a man is leaving the next day. And, well, Laurent's nervous right off the rip.
Which I don't understand why. You know, I guess because most of his connections have left, even though his favorite connection, Alexis, left. Just digging, LaRon. Just digging. Shout out to Alexis. But so now he's figuring that he doesn't really have a connection with Maya, a romantic mm-hmm. connection with Maya. Him and Mika, I think, are just friends. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a connection with Rashina. So now he's realizing that, well, everyone else has somebody. I'm going to have to step my game up somewhere.
Yeah. And he does. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, Chaz mentions that, look, when she gets angry, Vanessa gets quiet. So he sees over at the bar, goes over there and is like, all right, come on, let's go sit down. Let's talk. And that conversation got real uncomfortable real quick. It just felt awkward, didn't it? How it started off.
It did, but I feel like it was edited because I can't imagine she's just sitting there and they're not talking and the camera's just looking at him. She's just
right.
I don't believe that. I think that they just edited out stuff to make it look like it was the most awkward conversation ever. But I do think that if Vanessa had any issue with Chaz or any of that interaction she saw with Mika, say something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not just bring it up? Hey, can we chat real quick? I just noticed this, and it's totally cool. I get it. We need to explore. Mm. But, you know, you're really my only connection. I just wanted to see where we're at and kind of do a little touch base.
That's not her thing. Like he said, when she gets a little upset, she's going to get quiet, right? And she's not the only woman to do that. There are a lot of women who do that, right? And in that space, if you're one of those people who likes that, hey, just let's have this conversation right away, that can be irritating, right? But so he goes over, he asks her, all right, so you're mad? And she does the typical thing and kind of switches it around. And then she says the whole sleeping arrangement thing. Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm fine. Everything is fine.
Why would you ask that?
Yeah. Do you think I should be mad?
Yo, when they always switch the question around, like, you know, even the whole thing about, oh, I thought maybe you were just trying. This is the shade I hate to see. I hate when women do it. Oh, I just thought maybe you're sharing a room with Mika. Maybe that's where you're going to sleep. Like, stop it. I hate when they do that.
Yeah, it does make it awkward, but I'd rather, if I have an issue, I'm going to speak on it in the moment. But Vanessa had a good point. You know, she's saying that she wants a leader mm-hmm. and she wants Chaz to make a decision. She said, hey, we should sleep separate, but she's wanting Chaz to step up and show that he's really interested because she really didn't have a connection with anyone else. And so mm-hmm. if he's not interested, then I see her point. She wants to see what he's going to do. She's kind of put herself out there. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for him to step up.
L. Ramey says, instead of running behind Chaz, Vanessa should have had more connections. Well, here's the thing, too, though, because when it comes down to sleeping arrangements, this whole conversation goes on. She's like, well, I think we should sleep separately. Right. And it felt like that's her way to go like, all right, look, I'm not going to try and tie you down here. If you're going to be tugging on the chain trying to get away, I'm not going to try and tie you down. I'm not going to chain you to the fence. I'm not going to chain you to the tree in the backyard. You know, and given these dog references, you know how much I love dogs.
Which Chaz is not. So you stop trying to call Chaz a dog. That's what you're doing.
I'm sure it's going to pop up in here at some point in time in the chat. These women have a different view of this. But then she goes, well, so do you agree? Again, this whole twisting this thing around and then throwing it right back at him, and Chaz did everything in his power not to answer that question. Smart man.
Yeah, very smart man. And Sly has it right. Chaz is actually working the process mm-hmm. and the women don't like it. Mm-hmm. And it's unnatural to have to see it, though. And it is. It mm-hmm. is unnatural to really kind of see your person talking to other people. But he's doing everything he should be doing in this process. I don't right now, I don't see him doing anything wrong. It's what the show's for.
Jay Sayso asks, why discuss sleeping arrangements if it ain't happening? You know why? Because she was upset that he was in the bed with Mika. And that was her way in.
Well, that was her way to see where he was going to go.
Yeah.
Because if she says no, well, she was expecting him to say, why can't we share a bed? Okay. Yeah. Now you're showing me that you are interested and you want me. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of a setup question.
It was. Dorica says, Vanessa was hinting to Chaz about the sleeping arrangements. She just wanted to reel him in to say no.
Well, I thought I was going to sleep with you. I don't think that's a good idea.
Hey, Kendra goes sleep separately now, eh? Means they've been smashing already.
That's a whole lot of speculation that you're making off. No one, I don't think anyone else has facts that these people have done that. And if they have, so what?
Well, let's see, evidence. when they were talking at the table and the looks that she gave him when they were sitting with, what was that co-worker's name, Thomas? Look, those eyes said a whole lot, I'm just saying.
Yeah, she's really interested in him, but that doesn't mean that anything has happened. And again, if it did, who cares?
Yeah.
But he's still working the process the way he should. And I think Vanessa needs to understand that.
I just want to point out, I told you it was going to come up in here. I mean, Michelle's probably just joking here, but she goes, Chaz the dog, LOL.
No, he's not. He's working the process. Exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing. It starts off with Alonzo, but then LaRon goes ahead and says he's calling a meeting, right? So, and he kind of told us about this, that this was happening, right? And this was an interesting one as he lays down the rules and then began his revenge for Koshia getting eliminated by calling out William for starting their alliance to get her. And then, of course, Noah Mika's still in the room. And y'all try to get Ko and Mika out. William?
I mean, LaRon straight put William on blast. And, because he starts out saying that, hey, no jealousy and no backroom deals. And then pretty much put William on blast by being in the group chat. Now, I'm looking at William with side eye because I got to tell you, I don't do group chats. Mm-hmm. If it's not work related, I don't do group chats. If it's not a family thing, and even family group chats, I tend to ignore or leave the conversation. But why are you in a group chat being messy? And William's point was, well, look, if you read the text, it might look this way. And I'm like, no, that's what the text said.
Yo, that's when you try to explain stuff that way, that says a whole lot, right? But even Ariadne says LaRon's another person who's petty boots. Well, no, he was angry, right? Is it petty or was he just angry? Revenge.
Well, I think he is right to be petty because the thing that we don't like about this show is that people's connections can get voted out by people who don't have a connection with that person at all. Mm-hmm. So I could see LaRon's point. Maybe he had a good connection with Koshia.
He did.
Or any other ones, Alexis. And they get voted out. And I know, just a dig. But they get voted out. And that he has no say-so because it's majority vote. So I don't think he's being petty at all. I think he's right for calling that out.
Well, like Nikki B says, I'm glad LaRon spoke up. And but on the other end of the spectrum, Michelle says, LaRon, go home. He's snitch, in my opinion. Damn. Snitch?
Well, I wouldn't agree with that. He's just calling out the drama, which I don't know if this is strategic for LaRon because, A, William has a connection with Maya. LaRon is interested in Maya. So how do you get yourself into that mix a bit? Throw some shade on William, which worked because as soon as Maya heard all that, she's just like,
Yeah.
And then LaRon could just kind of slide on it.
Right.
Hey, baby girl, sorry about William, but I just had to be honest.
Hey, like Brandy said, LaRon threw William under the bus to get the women on his side. He did say he was nervous off the rip, right? He didn't have connections. What I tell you, in last week's episode, I said, why wasn't he on the date with Maya? Because their first date, I was like, they have a connection. It was a double date, but I was like, yo, they have a lot in common. These two could actually work, right? And, well, next thing that happened was... William goes to go see Maya to go plead his case because once that group breaks off and she's a little turned off, he even notices and recognizes the change in her energy because he was one of her top connections. And he's like, well, you know, I told you.
Yeah, the way William was talking, you knew he was just cold busted in that. Well, you know what I'm saying is and I just want you to understand, you know, and she's like, I just don't like the games. This feels like Hunger Games. That's what I've been saying. Yeah, you got caught. And someone in chat said they don't have proof. LaRon had screenshots. They shared the screenshots of these conversations. That's how they knew about it.
Did you notice, though, the interesting thing about that was who was in the room with Maya when he went there?
Was it Mika? Yeah.
It was Mika. I was like, ooh, that had to feel messy for him. He's going to go plead his case to Maya and Mika, the one they said he was trying to get out to. It was like,
Yeah. You know, she gave him a side eye when she walked out. Excuse me. She walked right past him.
Let me get all this out your way.
Yeah.
Since you don't want this around.
Yeah.
Kendra says, cast them ready to outlast. It is the Hunger Games. Yo, I will say, I like the fact that that happened. Jay Sasso says, I think William got caught up in the drama, but not an actual participant. Is he, though?
Yes, this is why I don't like group chats. Because if you're in a group chat and someone says some foul stuff and you either don't defend it or say anything, you just leave it, you're guilty too by association. Mm-hmm. So he should have exited out of that group chat and said, hey, y'all tripping. I don't want to have anything to do with this drama and be done with it.
Well, you know, I guess he could have done that. Michelle still staying on her side strong, too. Hey, LaRon, no, he did the same thing to get Alexis eliminated, which, of course, was something that you didn't want to happen, Terrell.
No, I didn't. But at least LaRon was able to give her the boot to her face.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, so he wasn't messy about it. He directly, yeah, you know, well, you got to go.
Hey, don't it? After that, man, I just want to kind of group all this in one thing. The whole conversation about the water, right? Because me and Lakes have a great understanding. We stay away from each other. Just like Rashida was telling Justin, like, yeah, I'm not getting in that water. And she had two great reasons. One, she can't swim.
Right.
I'm getting in that water. And even though he's like, well, what about the unicorn? It doesn't look sturdy.
It's in the water. Like, she just... I don't know what Justin was doing. Like, to me, that's high school stuff. Oh, come on. You should do it. She's telling you, I'm not getting in the water. I can't swim. Well, just get on the unicorn. Get on the floaty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you won't fall off of that.
Yeah,
you
know, it's sturdy.
It's sturdy. I mean, jet skis are sturdy, too. But we saw what happened with that.
Yeah, exactly. Because the other thing for her was like, she thought the water didn't look good. And you see Justin diving into the water. And then remember, Mika said she wasn't going to get in the water either, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow she let Justin talk her into getting on the jet skis, as you just referenced. And he's having a blast out there with her. Takes one turn just a little too fast, fishtails, and swoosh.
But see, this is why I love going on jet skis, but I don't want someone with me on the back because I like to, you see me when we were in St. Kitts, you see me out there and I'm by myself, but I'm having the ball, but I'm doing the turns and whatever. I wouldn't have someone behind me, especially someone that really doesn't want to get in the water. And I don't know how bad getting that lake water is. Does to her hair. But I'd have been concerned about that. You won't want to mess her hair up.
Yeah. No, facts. You know, the thing about it, especially on a lake, right? That water, I don't know. I'm an island boy. I grew up around that kind of water, not lake water. I don't know what's in lake water. I have an idea of what's in the ocean, okay? At least the parts that I'm in.
I'm with you because... I don't like swimming or in water I can't see through. So I'll swim in a pool. Mm-hmm. I just don't jump in lakes and go swimming. But I'll get on the jet ski, whatever. If I fall, I can usually get back on the paddleboard, jet ski, whatever I'm doing. But I know how to swim. But if someone says they don't know how to swim, you don't encourage that person to get on a floaty in the water.
Well, with Mika and Justin, right? First of all, Sherry J says, I'm not a fan of the water either. Plus, the water looks dirty. Lucy B says, though, look, I'd never trust Justin after that. I mean, accidents happen.
Right.
Yeah. It's that's all. Listen, even though Tehu says he wanted to see that body get wet. Pretty much. It probably was because, you know what? He did go, well, I thought, you know, your body would keep you afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't talking about her body. He was talking about particular part of her body he thought would keep her afloat, which I thought that's the dumbest thing to say.
What are you, 12?
Yeah. I thought your boobs would have saved you. No, isn't that how the boobs work?
Yeah. She should have been, yeah, but my butt would drag me down. But did you notice though, Rashida said all that stuff about not getting in that water, not getting on that unicorn. But did you notice Chaz was on that unicorn? And who was right next to him?
Chaz was on Mika.
No. Rashida. Rashida was right there on that damn unicorn. After all that, was she just meant when she wasn't getting on there with Justin? Smart move. He'd have drowned your ass. And Michelle is absolutely right. Justin is so annoyed. He's not on here for relationships. Not at all. And he kind of put that out there with, let me know what he's going to let me know which one's relationship or just friends with benefits. That says everything.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. Because if you look at the connection options that he has, Rashina's not interested. Mm-hmm. Vanessa's definitely not interested. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make enough money to be with Maya.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really limited for him of who he can go after. I think he likes Mika, but he told her that he's okay with not having kids. I think that's what Mika is so far okay with, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I guess besides when it comes to her attraction, I guess Chaz is more her type, but then, you know, physically, Justin's probably the closest second with all that, with that group.
Right.
So,
right.
Well, you know, we saw this kind of connection before. But this time, the pressure's on. And Laurent put that pressure on Maya, boy.
Oh, he was shooting his shot hard. And I don't blame him. You know, they're having a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maya's very attractive. And then she says that they both preferred not to date people with kids. Although right. I thought it was odd when Laurent said that he's before this show, he's never like hung around or knew people that had kids. I was like, man, that's odd at his age. But I mean, it's rare. It could be possible, but it's rare. And then she says that she wants to have two boys and they both agreed on that. And Laurent said before he came in this process, well, no, he says that part later about when he really turned it on to Maya, but that's later on that night. But mm-hmm. they had a good little conversation. So I was thinking to myself, okay, Laurent's about to make his move, and mm-hmm. looks like it's working.
Yeah. I mean, because think about it. Maya said since William was in that chat, and, you know, that kind of knocked him out of the top spot, so she's ready to give Laurent a shot, which I was questioning why she didn't do it before. Because, again, the first outing they have, and like, oh, we both been here. Yeah. They realized they have a lot in common, but... And maybe she just was like, okay, maybe he's just not my type. That's what it is. And then now she's like, oh, well, let me open up my eyes and see if there's something there. So we'll see. Even though Michelle says Maya will chew Laurent up and drop him when her real connection comes around. Who's her real connection?
Yeah.
Not William.
I thought it was just William and now Laurent.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Unless she's talking about somebody off the show.
Producers, right? Producers, we know that's a thing.
Yeah, that is definitely a thing, especially on other shows. Which is what they all thought when Tommy walked in on that Mika Meet the Exes. They're like, wait a minute, Tommy? We understand. I'm not saying you should have done it, but we understand.
Yeah.
Well, next up, and this was one that I think you kind of you weren't feeling the way this conversation went. And it's Patrice and Chaz. Because she decides to put... It's time to put some pressure on Chaz. Because she doesn't want him to miss out on all this goodness that you saw on the first episode of seeing her.
Yeah, so she asked Chaz why he hasn't called her. And my first thought is, he's not interested. And he said, well, he doesn't have her number. And because he's not interested. Because if he really wanted it, he would have asked for the phone number. It's not like they don't see each other. They see each other every week when they're shooting for the show. So if he was really interested, I get it. But she was trying to sell herself. And Chaz said that he has other connections and doesn't want to mislead anyone, which is another way to say I'm not interested. And he said he can't handle, you know, dating multiple people, which I get that, especially in this situation. Everyone knows each other. He already has a few. But he decides to do a restart because Patrice says that she's pretty dope. And doesn't want him to miss out.
Do you agree with Nikki B, who says Patrice look like a clown?
Why?
And I'm assuming it's because of that whole thing. Well, you have my number? No, I don't have it. Well, I gave it to you the first mixer. And he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't save it.
I didn't save it because I'm not interested.
Because even Y Valentine says it's way too late for Patrice and Chaz. And Donna D says, once he said he didn't save her number, that would be it.
Right. To me, if I gave you my number, you didn't save it. Well, you're not interested in Terrell, right. And that's fine. But she shot a shot anyway. And they do have some things in common. What I laughed at is when she said that when I came to your house, I felt like we were on the same level. And I'm like, that's not it. You went to his house and you're like, okay, this dude has to get
myself nice. Deal.
This is right. Nice. I like this. Is this leather? This is nice.
You know, Lisa has another thought of this. So she said, I think Patrice was taught by production, taught to Chaz. This did not flow. That's possible. But I like how Dorica says, Patrice said, put me in coach who adds themselves to someone's roster. Patrice says.
I'm going to put myself on IR just in case your other connections don't work out. I'm right here.
Oh, my God. That was actually pretty interesting. But, you know, the next thing was the late night shenanigans, right? I mean, and I say this because first, well, I'm going to put it right back up there. Patrice is out there with William. Mm-hmm. They go out to the fire pit, right? And maybe I'm the only one that saw this. Maybe it's not a big deal because you like to point out that sometimes I make a big deal out of certain things and it's really not that big of a deal. But when he's going to go sit and she goes, no, let me sit over here because the way this fire is going, he goes, oh, yeah, well, so I'm going to be the one all smelling the smoke. And she's like, no, I have it here that could catch on fire. I thought that was very ungentlemanly of William. Even if it was about the smoke, be the one to smell the smoke, damn it.
Yeah, but I it depends. If he was going out there to holler, that's one thing. I think he was going out there just because he's apparently, you know, he's dealing with some personal stuff. He had to take leave from work, stuff going on with dad. I don't know all the details, but he's just going. So maybe he was just trying to get him some, you know, a little wait time as he deals with that. And Patrice was nice enough to kind of listen and let him be vulnerable. But I don't see that as he made the wrong move by not sitting a certain seat. I didn't pick that up.
Right. I did. I definitely did. And I was just like, eh. I mean, that I thought the conversation after that was interesting, was cool. But then inside the house is where the alcohol was really flowing. Right. And this is where the shenanigans come, because late night is one thing, but the shenanigans coming on the inside, because LaRon applying pressure by that fridge. Everything in that fridge melted the way them two were trying to.
He did. I mean, Maya had that look like, I can't breathe, sir. You're just a little too close. He went in and he just straight up tell, you know, I need to be your man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm wondering, is Maya, does she have the crazy that LaRon said he likes when we interviewed him?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen crazy from Maya. So I don't know if he would get bored if she doesn't do any of the crazy stuff that.
Does she look like she has it, though?
I don't know. I mean, Koshia day one. Koshia day one had the crazy. I don't see crazy from Maya, but not to say she doesn't have it. You know, she definitely could. But he said he probably never would have met her outside this process, and she is what he has been looking for the whole time.
I'm. it's an interesting thing between these two, right? But I'm sorry, I gotta get to this. Nikki's wilding in the tail chat. Says when William was jumping in the pool, it caught me off guard. Ariadne is like, Nikki, please log off. I beg. Y'all saw it. And then even Dorica jumped in. Nikki, same. Oh my God. The chat is always on fire, man. Always on fire.
Let that man alone.
But look. As much pressure as LaRon was applying and Maya was trying to, as a lot of people have said in the chat, as we were mentioning this couple earlier, is like, oh, they're both trying to stay in the game, right? Like, she really isn't even trying to get to know LaRon. She's just like, all right, well, look, it's a numbers game. William is obviously not going to make it through this whole thing, so let me keep moving. Well, the next thing now is this couple over here, Chaz.
Mm-hmm.
Unlikely couple, because we said there's no way there's a connection, and Rashina. And these two in the strawberries. What the hell was all this?
It's Rashina's fault. She made that man backslide. He was trying to be a Christian. He was trying to be a Christian. And she was the snake in the garden and tempted him with her fruits. Hey. And this is where the liquor kicks in, because Chaz probably wouldn't have done that had it not been tequila shots and all that. But the first one, was it looked like he ate a grape out of her cleavage?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we saw?
Yeah, we saw that first. And then the whole, no, put the strawberry there. Put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your
mouth.
You know, like Sly said, hey, Chaz was lit. But hey, Michelle is a fan. She said that strawberry scene was fire. Was it though?
I mean, it's not the first time I've seen, you know, that type of deal. It's no 9.5 weeks or anything, but yeah, it was good.
9.5 seconds.
Yeah.
But hey, like High Vibe said, he was mauling her. So, I mean, you know, kind of like, yeah, yeah.
Hey, he went for it. Why not? Yeah.
He definitely did, man. Now, the next morning, right? And this is where you get to the the women are now doing the last thing Chaz or any man who is seeing more than one woman at the same time wants. They're discussing him and his intentions.
Well, I think that when they first wake up, Vanessa learns that Patrice has entered the Chaz chat. Because
mm-hmm.
The look on Vanessa's face was like, wait a minute, where'd this come from? She already knew she had to watch Rashina. And then now Patrice is in the mix.
Yeah.
So I thought, which, you know, they're going to talk. It's unfortunate that happens, but that's just how this process goes. But Vanessa's starting to realize she has some serious competition.
And then we get to breakfast. And Rashina says, let's apply pressure. Chaz, how does it feel to be the man with the box? Or four of them?
Yeah, well, a lot of... Yeah.
Somebody caught that. Yeah. Somebody caught that.
Yeah, I got it. Four boxes. So Chaz says, and this was a very nice political answer by Chaz.
Mm-hmm.
He has real connections and can see himself with any one of them outside of this process.
Mm-hmm.
Safe answer.
Safe, except his top one now is offended by that automatically. Whether it was, we know it's Vanessa, but regardless of who it was, whoever his top connection was, and that he's been vibing, we said that from the very first time we saw them together, right? If it wasn't Vanessa, if it was somebody else, they would feel some type of way.
Yeah. Possibly. But I mean, what could he say? I have some real connections and maybe one I could see outside of the process. That's going to make it worse for him.
Yeah.
So it's better to say I can see myself with any one of them outside of the process. That's safer on him. And it makes all of them kind of question, which I think is a smart political move to do.
High Vibe said Vanessa should see Chaz can be easily distracted. All of these women are very different.
Every man could be easily distracted in that situation.
Exactly.
You're all staying in a house for the weekend and four of the women there like your man. That's going to be hard. That's a lot of distraction. So I don't think that he's easily distracted. I just think it's the show.
And let's be honest. Most men have different vibes that they're attracted to. It's only certain ones that are like, well, they'll only date red bones. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Get out. It's only certain people who are conflicted in their own mind, men, that do that. Because to be fair, most men, if you go through everybody that's ever dealt with, it looks a little different.
And Chaz, apparently all four of these ladies are different. Yeah, the one that's common is all four of them have children. And Chaz doesn't. I think he still possibly is open to having some. But that's the only similarity, is that they all have kids, but they're all different types of folks. So maybe he just likes a little variety.
Yeah, that could be it. You know, the thing they have in common, they're all women. Dorica says, Vanessa has been resting on pretty. Chaz seems a bit bored with her. Think so?
I don't think so. I mean, Vanessa does seem more, I don't want to use the phrase mature, but she seems more, I say, put together than the four. And it seems like maybe her lifestyle is a little bit more structured than the other ones. And
funny
so
you should say that.
You could see that. But other than that, I don't think that she's resting on pretty.
Interesting saying that her lifestyle is probably more structured, too, because it does sound like that. she's a flight attendant, which means she's traveling a lot, and their schedules are, and they can be on call at certain times and just be gone at any given time. But High Vibe agrees. She says Vanessa seems more mature than Chaz, and they're 12 years apart.
I don't think that's Chaz's immaturity at all. I think Chaz is proving he's very mature. I don't think that she's more mature than Chaz. It's just, if there were four dudes that all wanted Vanessa all at this event, maybe Vanessa would act a little bit different too.
And why Valentine does agree with you, Vanessa is a bit more poised than the others.
Poised. That's the word.
That's the word you were looking for. That's the P word you were looking for.
Yeah. She's a little bit more poised than the other ladies.
Lucy B says Vanessa's just introverted.
She is. She's not going to be the wild one at the party. You know, we talked about like Patrice. She walks in a room, she's going to own it no matter what room she's in. I think Rashina's that same type of personality. Mika, not so much. Mm-hmm. But Vanessa is going to be, you know, she doesn't need to be loud.
Here's the thing about it too, though. And even in this discussion about Vanessa real quick, and you know, about her being poised, about her having a different space, and even being introverted or being a little too relaxed. When Lamar tried to hey, you know, first date we go naked, she's like, hold up. And she shut that down immediately. So she's the one that a lot of people know you can't play with, right? So I think there's that piece in it as well, too. Tommy comes up, and it's time for the ladies' deliberation. And it's time to talk about the ups. Like, what are the ups that you've had so far on this overnight stay? Mika says, Justin, even though he dunked me in this nasty ass water just because he wanted to see if I can float. And she was happy with that, though.
Yeah. So she says she's feeling Justin, which we knew. Patrice is still feeling Alonzo, although I don't know. I still don't understand that one.
So he's showing a different side, even though I saw somebody in chat say she seemed like perturbed with him when she was cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't get that one. But what was funny is the one that sets off the conversation is Rashina, because Rashina says she likes Chaz. And then she tells everybody about the strawberry kiss, which I'm like, why are you doing that? That's messy. Yeah. I mean, they would find out eventually, but why do you have to say that? And then all of a sudden that kicks off other people talking about Chaz. Apparently, Chaz is Mr. Copy Paste when it comes to texting in the morning. Good morning, beautiful. Send. Good morning, beautiful. Send. Good morning, beautiful. Send.
The only thing worse he could have done than that, and thank Chaz, I know people are going to give you hell for that. I'm going to say thank you for not saying Grand Rising Queen. The most toxic thing you can say. Grand Rising Queen.
Yeah. It's like Chaz, if you're ever in this situation again, I know you don't like to date multiple people, but here's how you do it. Good morning, Mika. Hope you have a beautiful day. See you at breakfast. Good morning, Rashina. Hope you have a beautiful day. See you at breakfast. Good morning, Vanessa. Hope you have a beautiful day. Put their name in. Might not seem as obvious that it's copy paste.
Yeah, they at least say, well, he said about it, unless you're sloppy and forget to remove a name.
He sent that to Vanessa. Good morning, Patrice.
Shut up. Man. Hey, and then you see Chaz unsend a message. Oh, really? What did you unsend?
Edit. Edit the text. Quick.
Narika says, rookie move, at least say good morning with their name. So she's right there along with you, right? Just Jason says, say that, Tarika. And Casey says, hey, Grand Rising gives me the ick. Now, you said you hadn't heard that. That is
I
one
never
of those
heard
things
that before.
That, yo, women can tell you, ladies, if you've ever been given that Grand Rising Queen, throw an emoji in the chat real quick. If you've ever gotten that Grand Rising Queen text. Because like Brandy says, I can't stand those Grand Rising texts. I'm telling you, people, I don't understand where it came from, but people, oh man. Michelle says, never heard of it either. What does it mean? It's, yeah, there you go. Thank you, Sophia. That's those quote unquote spiritual men. And here come the emojis, see?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm old school. Good morning. That's what you're gonna get. Good morning.
Yeah, they keep coming in. Even though El Ravi says, I've never heard it, but saw it on social media. Yeah. Yeah. They say that's the sign of toxicity.
Yeah. And I'm with Dorica. Don't hit me with the GM. Mm-hmm. Tell me good morning.
Yeah.
Or tell me good night. Don't give me a GN, you know, end of the night. No. We're not doing that.
We're going to have to do a random thought on the most irritating text messages you get. And I'm going to say this one and we're going to move on. WYD. That just triggered a lot of women in the chat.
WYD.
That just triggered a lot of women in the chat.
You know what that means. It's normally at like around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Or later. It's never at 2 in the afternoon. WYD.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I told you. That is the one, boy. That is the... If you want to take a woman off, just text her that.
Yeah.
I like this slide. It said, not you.
Come on, Casey. Casey says, I'm about to click off this live. I'm so triggered by this whole combo.
I apologize. But see, that's we're bringing back the random thoughts. We're actually going to bring it back a little differently. Our regular episodes are going to bring it back a different way. And we're going to do our random thoughts. And that's why we said some of these things, if you have a random thought, send them to us. We'll bring them up, right? But yeah, it's about to be a whole nother level. Well, after... Rashida sets this bomb off in that deliberation. Maya then says, LaRon. And Tommy's like, yo, what happened to William?
Yeah, well, you know, William's got messy in the group text.
Yeah.
And everybody lost interest on William at that point.
Yeah.
Which, understandable.
So then it gets to the downs. Like, so who are you not feeling? And Maya says, Alonzo. Cool, but... Yeah.
Yep. Rashida said the same thing. Alonzo, more friend vibes than anything else. Patrice says LaRon. And I think everybody's saying LaRon is because of their lifestyle or his lifestyle.
Well, that's the main thing. Especially Mika, because the video games triggered her. You know, WYD triggered the women in the chat who are still commenting about it, but Mika was triggered by the video games.
Yeah. And then Mika also said William. And I like what Vanessa said, because she said William, because when life gets heavy for him, she doesn't know if she has the emotional ability to help him with that. And I think everybody deals with something. Every guy goes through stuff, so it's understandable.
Right.
But it's not always a good look sometimes, especially early. If you don't really have a strong emotional connection, you see somebody like struggling with whatever they're dealing with and... they're just trying to process and figure it all out. Might not be an attractive trait in the beginning.
Considering two ex-wives, three kids, reserves, comedian always on the road, the odds are forever in his favor and anybody he's dating that there's going to be some ish coming up at some point.
It's possible.
Yeah. So the one thing that I did notice is Patrice is not feeling good about this whole deliberation, right? And what's about to happen, because two of her most consistent connections for elimination. And it almost feels like, you know, she was Nostradamus this episode, because she threw herself at Chaz first and threw herself in the mix to make sure. Because even when Rashida brought the whole thing up, Patrice was like, yeah, well, I threw myself in the mix too, by the way, just to make sure it's known for everybody, right? Well, here it is. Now, at least, if two of her people are up, if she could lose one, she's still left with two, potentially.
What two people are up for Patrice?
Patrice, William, and Alonzo.
I didn't see William. I didn't see him as a connection. She sat with him at the deal by the fire when he was upset.
It definitely wasn't LaRon, so.
Dating-wise, yeah, LaRon, yeah, because he would rather have catfish than talk to Patrice. So I didn't think that she really had two connections, but I knew it was Alonzo and Chaz, I thought, were mainly her two connections.
Yeah, it was that. Well, they get out there, and Tommy calls everybody together, then has Vanessa do the dirty work and she calls up the three people. What did you think in this space?
I thought it was good the way that I like how she explained the reason she calls up LaRon, William, and Alonzo and pretty much lets them know why. You know, LaRon, pretty much his lifestyle, which he already knows that that's a thing. William, this had to hurt William a bit. The ladies feel they don't have the emotional capacity to help you with what he is or has been going through. Mm-hmm. And then for Alonzo, can't get past the first impression of him being the fun guy. And I see why they don't take Alonzo seriously, because he does seem like this guy that's just the fun person that you want to have at the barbecue.
Right.
But not someone that, you know, for the women that he's going after that have kids and responsibilities, that's not the guy you probably bring around them.
Right. It was, you know, the interesting thing to me was when she called up Alonzo and Chaz was like, yo, I thought for sure it was going to be me. And Tommy was like, yo, hey, got my eye on you. There's something there. What is it that they cut out and left on the cutting room floor?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. I like how you're asking me. I have no idea. I had to rewind that part. Did I miss something?
Right.
I have no idea what that's about. Maybe that's one of those things we'll hear about at the reunion.
Yeah. You know, point just brought up here in the chat was that William did, where is it? Yeah. El Ramey says William met Patrice's ex, remember?
Right.
And so he was one of the people. So that was, and it was supposed to be the top connections.
Supposed to be. But I don't see them as a connection.
Who do you think is going home? Who gets the boot? I thought they did a good job of keeping everyone out of the preview, right? Even though Lucy B says the commercial at the end, meaning the preview, always gives away their cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I must not be watching the previews hard enough to see who.
I watched the preview, and the only two guys you saw in there were Chaz and Justin.
That's what so I thought.
They did a good job of hiding it, but I think it's going to be William.
I think William too. I think so too. And like why Valentine says, the ladies told William, we're not your safe space. He's out of here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be William. I mean, Alonzo, he's the fun person. He still brings a lot to the show. Mm-hmm. LaRon was first round draft pick to be selected to be on the show. I don't see them getting rid of those two, but I can see William. And it would make sense. You know, William's only real connection at this point was Maya. And that's out. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is turned off by the whole group chat thing.
Yeah, there's that. Let's see. William, we see LaRon next week.
I didn't see LaRon in the preview I saw. So
Miss Wilson said they showed LaRon. I didn't see him either.
Didn't see him. I only saw two guys, Justin and Chaz.
Dang. I'm seeing that a couple times saying they also showed LaRon. So
I must have blinked.
Nikki B says Alonzo seems cool, but he's like a goof troop.
He is.
I think they're going to stick him around, keep him around just a little, one, you know. Everybody likes him, but the only person that has any connection with him is Patrice. Oh, by the way, they're saying, Ms. Wilson said they showed LaRon with Maya's family.
I didn't see that.
Apparently, my preview, I'm coming for you, because apparently y'all cut my preview off a little too quick.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Maybe mine was cut short because I recorded on Hulu.
Yeah.
And I must have missed that, but I don't see that happening. And Alonzo, I mean, do y'all like a man in a bonnet?
Well, the man liked him in the towel, because Sly asked what was up with Alonzo gyrating in that towel.
Yeah, in the towel, but just, you know, he comes out there with the bonnet. I just wonder, do women find men that wear a bonnet still attractive?
Probably depends on the man,
I guess.
Lucy B said, them twig legs dancing in that towel will be a no for me. And here come the answers. No. Nope. Hell no. No bonnets on my man, please. Nope.
I get it. No with the way. Braids, that's why he probably...
No.
The locks is probably why he wears the bonnet, but it's not an attractive look.
Hell no. passionate in there. No, just like the men don't like us in one.
True. True.
Hey, Nikki B has it right. Go get Monique. Monique's in public. I mean, Bonnet's in public is ghetto and tack. Let me say this. I don't agree with Monique on pretty much anything. This is where I agree with her. I hated walking through the Atlanta airport and seeing all them bonnets and house shoes. Stop it.
Yep.
Stop it. Now, Tehu says, Boris Cujo in a bonnet. Yes.
I mean, okay. Halle Berry in a bonnet. Fine. But outside of that, no, I couldn't. You're not leaving the house embarrassing me looking like this.
Oh, don't leave the house.
Put your shoes on. Put a ball cap on. I'd rather you have that and walk to the airport than walk around the airport with a bonnet and house shoes.
But here's the problem. And I think a lot of women will say this, that some guys have a problem with the bonnet, period. Even going to bed.
Well, I mean, put it on when you go to bed after.
Mm-hmm.
Like after. after some things might happen, then you're like, all right, hey, babe, good job. That was awesome. Put the bonnet on and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have some music playing and candles lit and you walk in with a bonnet. It's not sexy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here we go. Even more stuff. Dorica says, no bonnets and no Crocs, please. And thank you. That's house attire. Tehu says, Terrell in a bonnet. Yes.
No. No. You don't even want to see Terrell in a do-rag. And I used to wear those when I was younger. Nope. it doesn't work with this face.
Oh man, let's go to some of these comments before we get out of here, man. Bodine said, hey, speaking of being triggered, Mika triggered me in them shorts. I see you, Noop. Well, speaking of Mika and how she was triggered by the PlayStation, right? Nikki B says, I've done the Chi-Town stomp on a PlayStation back in the day. I said I was ready to go eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay, Nikki. All right. That was hangry. She was hangry at that point. When you do that,
there's totally no angry. Excuse. There's no excuse. That's breakup immediately. I immediately take pictures and send it to the cops. High Vibe says Patrice came to the house and counted the bedrooms when she talked about going to Chaz's house. One, two.
She's like, my youngest, they can go in that room. And then I'm going to do some decorating here with this. Yeah, she was already kind of picturing herself living in his house.
Which, here's the interesting thing about that, right? Because remember, she likes to be the cougar. She likes the younger guys. I mean, she looks younger than she is. So therefore, she likes the young guys. She loves that young energy.
But if she's always been going after that young energy and mm-hmm. still single, hence why she's on the show to try to find something different. And I think that's what she sees in Chaz. Because Alonzo, I don't see how Alonzo and his lifestyle is going to be a great fit for a woman with three kids.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Brandy says Patrice is playing a numbers game for herself, which is, again, I think I kind of said that as well, too, because she had two connections already, though, since she had a chance anyway.
Yeah.
Lucy B says Maya and Vanessa both have the most pleasant smiles and auras. Do you agree?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that. I'd agree with that.
Then Jay Seso says Justin pulled up in a nice Beamer, but we're calling him broke. No, he called himself broke.
Whoa. Let's just stop that for a second, because I thought about that too when I saw mm-hmm. him pull up. But also, I know people that on the low mm-hmm. bought a 2012 Mercedes that mm-hmm. looks really nice. And oh, mm-hmm. it's a Mercedes, but it's old. And mm-hmm. we don't know what model, what year that Beamer was. And you'll know if it's his Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole lot of things we don't know. We just can't assume you see somebody in a Beamer that they're balling.
Yeah. And is it better to have the Beamer or is it better to have a house? I'm just going to ask.
I'd rather have a house and a beat up car than
one appreciates, one depreciates.
Right. Than a Beamer and pay rent. I don't know if Justin's paying rent. Is he? Does he?
I don't know. They didn't realize. Here's a question though. Did the Beamer have rims? Because that depreciates it even more. except in the hood.
Yeah.
Except in Atlanta and Houston where they take those rims.
Yeah. I think, again, we don't know if it's his Beamer. Because remember, he invited his connections to his friend's house.
Mm, there's that.
Instead of his own place. So that could be his friend's car.
Yeah.
As Tara G says, that could be a lease.
Yeah. It could be a lease.
Could be a lease. So, I mean, who knows? Just because you're in a particular car doesn't mean anything.
We've seen people who drove a Jaguar and lived in a mobile home. So I'm just saying. Layla says, doesn't Chad seem too old to be so bad at just communicating? Bad communication has no age restrictions. Just put that out
but
there.
But I don't see Chad as a bad communicator. I think he's a pretty effective communicator. It's just he's not, you know, marked his territory to say, hey, I'm only focused on you. He's just trying to get to know four different ladies. But I think Chad is a good communicator.
You think he's a good communicator? Remember when we were talking about the whole Patrice promoting her business, right?
Yeah.
Carrie says, hey, Maya showed her waist trainer in the early episode. She did when she was doing that photo shoot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't that was her date with Lamar. Lamar's probably like, look, man, you don't need a waist trainer. You got my hand.
Mr. Touchy, tell me more about high school.
And by the way, let's go ahead and roll out with this one. Professor Ozzy said, no man likes a bonnet. We settle for them.
Yeah. I mean, I have it, but.
You know, hey, here's the thing. If a woman can look beautiful in a bonnet, hey.
Yeah. I remember I was dating this girl and she had her hair wrapped. It wasn't a bonnet, but she had her hair wrapped. She had a perm, and all of a sudden we're starting to do some things. And the first thing I did was like, pulled that thing off because it just looked weird.
Did anything else come off with it?
No.
Okay.
It was all her hair. It was all her hair.
By the way, I just want to say this one, too, because Nikki B says, I'm sick of these folks coming on the show complaining about dating multiple people. That's like sick of the people who go on Love is Blind and say, I'm not ready for marriage. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's the premise of the show.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's a whole other thing. All right, so we're back what? We're actually back next Thursday, huh?
Yeah, Thursday.
May not be Thursday, actually. I got to travel next week.
Yeah.
I got to go meet with the mayor. So we got to talk about that. Hey, do us a favor. Hit the like button. And if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Once we figure out what the schedule will be, we'll go ahead and post that as well. So make sure you subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. If you see anything that we do post, and we'll let you know what's happening in that realm. Well, we do have, we do have the finale.
Yeah.
Love is Blind on Wednesday. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, appreciate you guys, man. Thank you very much. We love you guys. You are the reason why we do this. Sly A sending you some pineapples. I can't tell whether they're upside down or not, but, there you go.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.